Welcome to Powell the Songs, a look into Powell gatherings in Minnesota, their historical and traditional significance, and the integral role of the drums, the singers, and their songs. And here's your host, Terry Goodsky.
Good afternoon. My name is Terry Goodsky. I'm here with John Homer Weaver. Homer, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, John Homer Weaver. I'm from the White Earth Reservation. Been a singer, dancer, most part of my life. Come from a singing and dancing family, the Weaver family from the White Earth Nation.
Those that don't know, could you tell me a little bit about the roles of the singers at the drum? Could you kind of explain for the people that are, you know, uninitiated or that don't really know anything about the Powells?
Well, when we're at the drum, a lot of us, there's a head singer, a lead singer that usually takes what they call the first lead. There's other positions on different drums, a lot of us. And it breaks down to back into the origins of like the big drum, where we had a stick man and stuff like that. So.
Can you kind of explain a push-up for those that don't know? So could you get a little bit into that?
Yeah, a push-up is how many times through the song we're going to go. Like if they say one push-up, then we do one time through the full song. So
usually at the end of the Powell, they retreat to colors and they retreat to staffs, but they have a traveling song. Could you kind of explain the origins of that?
The traveling song, from what was explained to me, is that it was a song that was made for people that were on their way home, and it was to bring good travels and safe travels for them. From what I understand, the words are is you are the reason why we're walking. You know, it's to have good feeling as we're going home, to remember those good feelings and good times that we shared.
I've seen we've traveled a lot. We've known each other for a long time. Could you kind of explain your role as the arena director?
Usually, my role when I be asked to be arena director anywhere is to keep the Powell in motion and keep the people happy, whether it's continuing on with intertribals or running a contest. Powell is just keep the arena running, and also to keep any of the negative activity, you know, out of the arena. Like if there's anybody that was involved in drugs or alcohol, just, you know, request them to leave right away. So
well, let's get a little bit deeper. I know I've been a drum keeper for one of the drums you sing. Could you kind of explain your role as a drum keeper?
Usually, when I keep the drum, it's usually, you know, we have to feast it every year and every season that we're supposed to feast it for. The drum keeper's role is also to keep everything in unity among the whole group. We're not just a drum group. We're more of a family, you know. And to keep that family unit going by basically any means necessary, you know, even if that means, you know, if I have to go around and pick up everyone to get to the Powell, then that's my job. So
can you kind of explain the traditional drums, contemporary and ceremonial drums? Can you kind of explain the different types of Powells, contest and traditional?
Yeah, a traditional Powell was always held for socializing. It was a social time where everyone met either once a year, twice a year, three times a year, however often as needed. You know, they had a good times and they shared. You know, it was more of a sharing, socializing traditional powwow where, you know, there's a feast, there's giveaways and people honoring one another, because that's what we do. We always help out one another. And you know, that's what a traditional powwow is all about. It's all about socializing and helping one another and building relationships.
And the contest powwows?
Contest powwows usually, from what I've seen, came about around the turn of the century, you know, from what I understand and what I was told from my grandparents. And they involved, you know, prize money for the best dancers. And what they do is they, you know, take the best dancers from every category and award them some monetary donations, or sometimes back in the olden days they used to give away like blankets and horses and whatever they could afford to, you know, award that dancer, you know, a good prize.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you know this or not. Can you kind of explain the history of the 49 song? Well, or the 49 dance? Or?
Well, the history from what I was told by my brother, Mike Gabbard, is that he comes from Oklahoma, from the Delaware tribe, and he explained to me that the 49 was supposed to be an honoring for the warriors that came back and the warriors that didn't make it home, you know. So it'd be sort of like similar to what our scalp dance would be, you know. But during modern times, they switched the songs mainly into English and had more of a socializing tone over the turn of the century. So,
do you know anything about the sneak up and the crow hop?
What I know about the sneak up is that I think all tribes had a version of their own sneak up, and that the warriors would reenact sneaking up either on the enemy or capturing horses, or just basically going towards. Long time ago, among the Ojibwe people, we used to have what they call a center pole, and that center pole was what they called the war pole. And the warriors would sneak up on that war pole and strike that war pole in the center. Then from there, they'd reenact what they were doing in battle.
Okay.
The crow hop originated, from what I understand, is from the Crow people and from the Hadatsa people. And what I understand is that was more of a foot slide, you know, whereas in the Mandan Hadatsa language, it's Edze Magiluguruga. And that means to slide your feet along, you know. And my adopted dad was taught me a lot about that. My adopted dad is Orville Little Owl from the Fort Berthel Nation. He's a Mandan Lakota. You know, he was very instrumental in helping me become a singer. It was the foot slide, you know, and they slide their feet. It wasn't necessarily a hop. It was, if you ever watched a crow, he sort of slides his feet back and forth.
Can you dwell a little bit more into the double beat song?
The double beat song is also an actual, like a foot slide type of song. And that originated in the Crow Nation also. And that was for what they called the Crow style bustled grass dancers, from what I understand. And there's specific songs that tribe and that nation uses for that. And then the double beat song comes from that area.
I hear this a lot from other different reservations. Could you tell me a little bit more about the origin of the drum?
From what I understand and what I heard is that the origin of the drum came from the Lakota and Dakota people, and it traveled this way, and it was a drum called the big drum, and it was given as a peace offering among the Dakota, Lakota, and Ojibwe, Anishinaabe people, along with specific ceremonies and you know, ceremonial duties to keep that drum and to, you know, provide peace and tranquility between our peoples, and also to bring healing among all of our people.
All right, cool. Thank you. Let's go into one more subject here. We still have a little bit more time. A little bit about the duck and dive.
The duck and dive, from what I understand, came from the Nez Perce people, and that's a sort of a ceremonial song also. And what it is from what I was told, it's a reenactment of, you know, ducking and diving from gunfire or cannonball fire, from what I was told. A lot of times, you know, our men, women, and children were fired upon, you know, even though we were supposed to be among peaceful people, you know, and all of us are peaceful people. A lot of the times the government didn't act in such ways. So.
All right, it's coming upon our time here is almost done. My name is Terry Goodsky, and I'd like to thank you, John Homer Weaver, you know, for at least sharing your knowledge of Powell's. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the people out there?
Just be safe, and thank you.
Which, I'm out.
Power the Songs is produced by KBFT and is supported by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.